Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This morning, the best of the best, Aussies honoured for their incredible contributions in the Queen's birthday list. Australia and China at the same table, fresh hope the diplomatic freeze could be over. A woman arrested for allegedly stabbing a man at a Sydney unit. And AFL star Bailey Smith opens up about his battle with drugs.
This is 7 News with Jodie Spears.
Good morning. Almost 1,000 Australians are being recognised with Queen's Birthday honours for their enormous contributions to our country. Included in the list are leaders in medicine, titans of industry, and one of our greatest ever sports stars.
He was the undisputed king of spin, who took 708 test wickets on the pitch and transcended boundaries off it. Shane Warne, bowler, larrikin, commentator, philanthropist, and now an officer of the Order of Australia. Another cricket great, Doug Walters, has also been named a member of the Order after his 74 test career.
Doug Walters, 97, here's the last ball of the day's play. He's hit it, could be four. Magnificent shot, it's out to the boundary. A six, was it?
Our record-breaking women's cricket captain Meg Lanning has been honoured as she prepares to lead the team into the Commonwealth Games.
Shot. Has monstered that. So Meg Lanning's got in on the action now and says, I want a piece of green.
What a year for Ash Barty. First a historic win at the Australian Open and now an AO for her service to the sport. Jakara Anthony earns honours after taking our only gold at the Beijing Winter Olympics.
Backflip, new grab. Absolutely nailed it. On your feet, Australia. I think we've just seen an Olympic champion.
Golfer Adam Scott has been recognised for his long career, which includes a Masters win and a world number one ranking. Special mention this year for those at the forefront of the pandemic response, Australia's former Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy and Queensland's former Health Chief Jeanette Young received the highest award, Companions of the Order.
This is a really, really exciting time. We are about to start the single biggest and most complex vaccination task in the history of this nation.
Also recognised for their COVID contributions are New South Wales Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant and World Health Organisation Advisor Mary Louise McClaws. A giant of the television world, former Seven and Nine boss David Leckie has been appointed a member of the Order of Australia. In entertainment, recognition for Melbourne's Bull Sisters for a career spanning four decades. Two of Australia's favourite chefs have been honoured, Matt Moran and Donna Hay, recognised for their contributions in hospitality and tourism.
And there we have it.
And this is great because you don't have to be an ace with a piping bag to do this.
And a big honour to the heads of a big family, Carolyn and David Steadman awarded the Medal of the Order after fostering 74 children. Gina Trahan, 7 News.
There's fresh hope a diplomatic freeze between Australia and China could be thawing after our Deputy PM met with the country's Defence Minister. Political reporter Taylor Aiken is in Canberra this morning. Good morning, Taylor. It's the first official meeting in more than 3 years.
It is, Jodie. Good morning. A critical step forward in ending the diplomatic row between Canberra and Beijing after almost 2 years. Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles holding a one-on-one meeting with his Chinese counterpart on the sidelines of an Asian security summit in Singapore, marking the first high-level contact between the two nations since early 2020. Richard Marles describing the meeting as a full and frank exchange with both sides raising a number of issues, including Beijing's growing influence in the Pacific and escalating military tensions.
Australia and China's relationship is complex, and it's precisely because of this complexity that it is really important that we are engaging in dialogue right now. It was a critical first step.
Meanwhile, back home, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has committed to hosting a series of regional cabinet meetings, the first happening in Gladstone as the party attempts to claw back some support following a massive swing against it in the Sunshine State. Jodie?
OK, Taylor Aiken, thank you. AFL star Bailey Smith has spoken out for the first time in the wake of his drug scandal. The 21-year-old told the Herald Sun his mental health deteriorated following the Bulldogs' grand final loss, which led to a string of poor decisions.
Not knowing how to probably deal with the pressure afterwards, that was probably the hardest bit.
Smith says he'll meet with the AFL Integrity Unit tomorrow. It's been reported he's planning to accept a 2-week suspension. A woman has been arrested after a man was stabbed at a unit block in Sydney's Inner West. Police were called to Marrickville just after 10 p.m. to find a 21-year-old man with a wound to his upper body. He was treated by paramedics before being taken to hospital in a stable condition. A 25-year-old suspect is expected to be charged. Officers say she and the victim are known to each other. Australia's GP shortage has meant patients in some regional towns are facing an 8-week wait to see a doctor. New research shows demand for GPs across Australia will increase by 38% over the next 10 years. Major cities will struggle to keep up with demand, with a forecast shortfall of 11,500 GPs by the end of 2032. Part of the problem is that not enough medical graduates are choosing to become general practitioners. An Australian yachtsman has survived a 17-kilometre swim through shark-infested waters in the Caribbean Sea. John Deere was sailing solo around the world when he slipped off his boat while fishing en route to Colombia. He spent several hours swimming towards the shore in an area known to locals as Shark Point. He was eventually rescued, but his boat sank along with his passport and all of his belongings. John's family in Melbourne learned of his lucky escape on social media. An accused international drug kingpin is behind bars this morning after a decade-long manhunt by Australian Federal Police. The 66-year-old is accused of trafficking more than 40 kilos of methamphetamine to Australia over the course of a year. Detectives allege he's the mastermind of an Asian cartel. He fronted court in Melbourne for the first time yesterday and faces the possibility of life in prison if convicted. Gold Coast police are cracking down on reckless e-scooter riders, launching a blitz this week. Over the weekend, one man was caught on camera dicing with death, riding alongside cars in an 80-kilometre zone on the M1. Laws for the two-wheelers are being overhauled in November, and it's expected tougher penalties will be introduced in the coming months. Little Tharnica and her first out of detention, celebrating with friends and family in Biloela. The Murugappan family arrived back home to a warm welcome at the end of their long struggle to return to Queensland. There was face painting, dancing and plenty of cake. Tharnica and her sister will go back to school this week. Much-loved Perth newsreader Yvette Mooney has passed away after a long battle with cancer. Yvette became a Seven News reporter in 1984 and was on TV screens for around two decades. She also broke new ground as the first presenter of Today Tonight. In a statement, her family paid tribute to her beautiful heart, her kindness, wisdom and her gorgeous smile. Yvette was 58. A workplace revolution is beginning to take hold around the world, the four-day week. A number of Australian businesses are trialling it, and advocates say it will help to attract and retain staff, but don't think for a minute that it means less work.
A four-day working week might be the new normal. Some Australian employees will soon receive 100% of their pay for just 80% of their time, but they must maintain 100% productivity.
The experience of the pandemic and lockdowns and work from home have accelerated this movement in a couple ways.
More than 3,000 people in the UK started a six-month trial this week. 30 Australian businesses will follow in August.
We're looking at different ways you could organise a four-day week, and then we're going to try and investigate how workers have reacted to that.
Melbourne digital trend company Versa will join the research. It's been offering flexible Wednesdays for 2 years.
Versa's idea of a four-day work week requires our staff to work 37 and a half hours over 4 days, essentially. But we do allow staff, if they want to work from home on a Wednesday, they can do so if they don't want to do the longer days.
On average, businesses reported a 40% jump in overall productivity. Fewer staff called in sick, and businesses even saved on their overheads.
4 Day Week Global is advocating for the change and found that three quarters of staff who had an extra day off were more productive, less stressed and happier. Employers also found it easy to hire and retain staff.
People were seeing doctors more on Wednesdays, taking appointments, managing their health better.
Kathleen O'Connor, 7 News.
Checking finance now, the Dow Jones finished the week sharply lower. The Nasdaq also fell. In London, the FTSE was down and Germany's DAX lost. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,875 an ounce, oil $120 a barrel. The Aussie dollar is buying 70.55 US cents, 94.79 Japanese yen and $1.10 New Zealand. In a major breakthrough on an issue that's divided America, the US Senate is preparing to announce a bipartisan deal on gun control. Let's go live to US correspondent David Woywood. Good morning, David. What have Republicans and Democrats agreed to?
Jody, there's a range of new sweeping changes here in this new in-principle agreement, bearing in mind it still falls well short of those changes that Democrats, including the US President Joe Biden, have now been pushing for a number of years. This narrow set of gun safety measures includes new red flag laws allowing court intervention on those considered a risk to themselves and to others, expanded background checks for gun buyers under 21, bans on partners from owning weapons if they've been convicted on domestic violence charges in the past, and money for additional school safety and mental health programs. It ends a years-long division in Congress on modest reform, but it does appear that those horrific events at Robb Elementary in Texas just 3 weeks ago has convinced a number of Republicans something had to change.
But as I talk to Second Amendment advocates on the issue of the absolutism that they have, that nothing should change, no additional controls, their arguments felt hollow to me.
Now, notably not included in this framework, outright bans on under 21-year-olds from purchasing semi-automatic weapons, a ban on high-capacity weapons, and federal red flag laws. Still, though, this represents the most progress the US Congress has now made on this issue in decades, Jody.
OK, David Woywood, thank you. Millions of international tourists are expected to head to the US for the northern summer after a key COVID rule was scrapped. Travellers can now enter the states without a negative COVID test result. Officials there have decided the widespread take-up of vaccines and treatments mean the testing rule is no longer necessary. Travellers are still required to be vaccinated. Just a week after celebrating her Platinum Jubilee, the Queen has marked another major milestone. Her Majesty today becomes the world's second longest reigning monarch. She's overtaken Thailand's late King, who reigned for 70 years and 126 days. The 96-year-old celebrated 70 years on the throne with 4 days of parades and street parties. Shanghai's Ocean Park Resort has a new star attraction, a killer whale calf. The 9-month-old made its public debut on the day the park reopened after a 3-month COVID shutdown. It frolicked and played with its trainer in a special display pool. This is the first killer whale ever born in Shanghai.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
To sport, and North Melbourne coach David Noble is confident his job is safe despite falling to an 11th straight loss in their 49-point defeat to the Giants. Number one pick Jason Horne-Francis cut a frustrated figure and is likely to face scrutiny for a high hit on Josh Kelly. Today it's the big freeze at the annual Queen's Birthday Clash between Melbourne and Collingwood. It's live on Seven. Life after Nathan Brown is off to a rough start at the Warriors. Cronulla blew the Kiwis out of Shark Park in the first half, reeling off 5 tries in a brutal 25-minute burst. Dallin Watene-Zelezniak's spectacular try gave the visitors something to celebrate, but the Sharks ran over the top in the second, winning 38-16. Sione Katoa was put on report for a high tackle on Chanel Harris-Tavita. The wheels are falling off Ferrari's Formula One season. Carlos Sainz lasted only 9 laps before retiring with a hydraulic issue at the Azerbaijan Grand Prix. A fourth straight pole didn't help Charles Leclerc, who failed to finish for the second time in 3 races with an engine failure.
And it is game over for the Scuderia in this Azerbaijan Grand Prix.
Max Verstappen won to extend his lead on top. Daniel Ricciardo was 8th. 45 days out from the Birmingham 2022 Commonwealth Games, our Paris swimmers are hoping to keep the medals coming after the Tokyo Gold Rush. 19 swimmers are backing up from the Olympics at the World Championships in Portugal, and they're all embracing the opportunity.
When you put on this uniform, the green and gold uniform, you get the spirit of the Aussie mob.
When we come together as a group, we just feel this empowerment of the spirit of the green and gold come together.
Our Tokyo medalists continued the medal rush on day one. Grant Scooter Patterson won silver in the 50-metre breaststroke. Kira Stevens also taking silver in the 100-metre breaststroke. Olympic gold medalist Ben Hance won bronze in the 200-metre freestyle. Taking a look at the weather around the country now, a trough will cross southern WA and approach western South Australia, spreading showers and gusty winds. Onshore winds will drive isolated showers over New South Wales, southern and northern Queensland, Victoria and Tasmania. A broad high will bring mostly clear skies to the southeast and interior. Around the capitals today, partly cloudy in Brisbane, heading for a top of 21 degrees, partly cloudy with a top of 16 in Sydney, morning frost and partly cloudy, 10 degrees in Canberra. Showers easing in Melbourne, heading for 13, cloudy and 12 in Hobart, cloudy as well in Adelaide with a top of 16, showers easing and 19 in Perth, and sunny and 33 degrees in Darwin.